the rest of the story. Oh, it was Henry's company, all right. It even bore his name. But you know, in the business world, your investors own you. And so Henry's investors owned him. And there were five of them. In fact, each of whom had put up $10,000 to get Henry's company started. You're the designer, they told Henry. You're the expert. And thus, in return for Henry's designs and expertise, his backers awarded him 1,000 shares of his own company's stock. And then they stepped back and awaited results. But here's the problem. In the past, everywhere Henry had gone, he had worked on his own projects on company time. Now he's doing it again. The company had his own name on it now. But as before, he was caught conducting personal business when he was supposed to be attending to corporate business. Henry's investors, concerned for the security of their investment, sought the advice of a much-respected local manufacturer named Leland. Mr. Leland agreed to visit Henry's company, assess the situation, make an appropriate recommendation, and he did. And the bottom line result was that Henry was forced out of his own business. His backers gave him a $900 cash settlement, on the condition that his designs stayed with the firm and they showed him the door. The company was promptly renamed. And that would have been that, but Henry, stung by his setback, was nevertheless more determined than ever to succeed in his field, the fledgling automobile industry. And 6 years later, 1908, he presented the American public the car that made him famous, the Model T. And of course, Henry was Henry Ford. But this is the rest of the story. Ford's first automobile company, the Henry Ford Company, the one he lost in 1902, continued to operate based on Ford's own automotive blueprints. In other words, they kept making Ford cars, but they didn't call them Fords. One of the leading figures in that company was Mr. Leland, Henry Leland, the Detroit manufacturer who had helped oust Ford in the first place. Leland eventually left the corporation, started one of his own, the Lincoln Motor Company. Then late in 1921, the Lincoln Motor Company filed for bankruptcy, and nobody wanted to bid on its assets except Henry Ford. Now, there is something else here that you may already have guessed. After acquiring the Lincoln Motor Company, Mr. Ford had its founder, Henry Leland, rather rudely evicted from the premises, personal belongings and all, out. Fair play, Ford decided. But the turnabout did not stop there. For when Ford's early backers, in league with Henry Leland, when they bounced him out of his company in 1902, they kept Ford's automotive design, but they changed the name of the Henry Ford Company to the Cadillac Automobile Company. I guess what I'm trying to say is that the now prestigious Ford product, the Lincoln, came from the man who built the first Cadillac. But on the other hand, the first Cadillac was really a Ford. And now you know the rest of the story.